Welcome to Las Despensas, New Mexico. The land here is rugged and held by the root system of the Santa Fe National Forest. The trees are a mix of conifers and ponderosa pines that historically adapted to survive frequent, low-severity fires. However, a century of fire suppression is leading to uncontrolled growth and a higher density forest. This translates to heavier fuel loads and a greater chance for a small burn to get quickly out of hand. Our teacher today is Hassan Ihsan Salim, a horse trainer originally from the Maldives. Hassan's work with these magnificent, spirited animals is fueled by patience and ongoing attention. His approach is a form of deep listening that helps him stay connected to the values imparted by his family back home. Here is Hassan with his American story.
So my name is Hassan Ihsan Salim. I live out here in Las Despensas, New Mexico. So I grew up in the Maldives during a dictatorship, which were there for 30 years and was actively part of, you know, resisting it in a non-violent, non-cooperation way, especially in high school where we did a lot of student demonstrations. In the sense, we were not out on the streets protesting much, but a lot of systematic boycotting of school activities. And so my mind was very much focused on doing those things. But since I was a young child and growing up, in the back of my mind, the thing I really wanted to do was ride horses and be out in the country and climb mountains and whatnot. But that was not something that I ever pursued, because in the Maldives, being an island nation, geographically we didn't have that option. At the same time, the political, economic situation did not allow me to, you know, even think of those things. But in the back of my mind, that was something I always wanted to do. In 2008, I graduated from high school, and I took about a year and a half off just doing work and activism and whatnot. And in 2008, November, the revolution was successful and the government fell. So we considered our work done, though our work is not really done. But that gave me a chance to pursue some of my own personal goals. And I wanted to go out and get an education. And I discovered the United World Colleges and pursued that. I got in, I came, it was a hard journey to get the visa and the travel. I didn't have a lot of money, so, you know, worked really hard to make up the money to come here, but got here, it's been great ever since. Well, so when I came here, I really wanted to get into horses, so I got introduced to the horses from a very different perspective. The mainstream name is the California style of horsemanship, but it's a horsemanship where you're really looking for, you know, a relationship with the horse and the rider rather than a very well-trained, fabulous horse. So, you know, our horses in the end become really eloquent and fluid and all that, but the process is not very nice. You know, I mean, there is no glory to it. There is no, you know, how do you say, pomp and circumstance. You know, and in this industry, we say there's always tomorrow, so there's no rush in getting things done. You know, if the horse doesn't want to cooperate today, we just stick with it. You know, it's like rearing children, I guess. You know, you take your time with it. You know, when I go out there with horses, and I'm young and I'm starting, you know, I'm really learning this stuff, and it's frustrating because with horses, you don't get anywhere, you know, for years and years, days and months for me. And then one day that clicks and you just have to be really calm, because you really can get frustrated. And if you get, you know, restless during that process, then it just all goes away. You just have to be calm. So when we were growing up, my parents, they really believed in literature. They really believed we should have read, you know, Tom Sawyer and all that stuff. And we loved it, right? Because, I mean, it's just, in Maldives, you sit down and read Huckleberry Finn and you're going like, wow, you know, people live like this. You know, I mean, there is no conceptualization of that kind of lifestyle. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. And we loved it, and, you know, we read it, you know, Oscar Wilde and you know, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, you know, Moby Dick, Picture of Dorian Gray. They stuck with us. And this one book, and I always forget the author, but it's Lonesome Dove. And I read that book, and I completely fell in love with horses and the Western lifestyle, you know, quote unquote. So my dad and I have a very close relationship. You know, my dad and I, we like pals, and So he kind of tapped into that. And on my 13th birthday, I got a horse, a wooden horse. I've never seen or touched a live horse before I came here. So he, you know, he cultivated that idea of me doing what I want to do. So every year for my birthday, I got a horse. That's the whole story. This red horse that I work with, Caspian is his name. And, you know, we go out there and we work and, you know, we work and we get things done and it goes great and I'm so proud of myself. Come back and next morning I go there and he's forgotten everything. Or I've forgotten everything and it doesn't work. And it's really hard to be calm at that moment, you know. So when I was getting into the horsemanship, you know, so a great cowboy and horseman, he said to me that, you know, if humans were like horses, there'd be more peace on the earth. Because just take a wild horse, a feral horse, and it's being chased by a mountain lion, and it's going, you know, 100 miles an hour, and the mountain lion gives up and let it go, the horse just doesn't stop and go back to grazing. But the horse stops and get on the ground and roll in the dirt and makes a transition. You take a horse out of the round pen and go work him on cattle and you bring him back and take that saddle off. He goes under the ground and rolls in the dirt and makes a transition. If humans would take the time to make that transition between their lives when they're doing things, there'll be more peace on earth, he said. And this was something he said to me on the ranch, on horseback, and I always remembered it and I tried to apply that to, you know, my life. Because if we take the time to transition, you know, you get mad today, don't carry it on with you, you know, the rest of your life. You know, today I go to a hearing about hydraulic fracturing and you get despaired. Okay, that's it, transition. Come on back home, calm down, relax, enjoy your company, right? And this guy, he was a great horseman, all that. He goes up to him and, you know, there is a kind of prestige thing that goes around in the ranch culture that I'm not really into, but, you know, never falling off and looking good and all that, right? So he goes up to this bull, and he's an experienced cattleman who's worked cows all his life since he was 5 or 4, you know. He goes and he throws his loop on the bull and puts the dally on, and he falls off. You know, he falls off and he's embarrassed, and everybody's making fun of him because he's an experienced rider, you know, it shouldn't have happened, right? And in some other case, the guy would have gotten up and beaten his horse or blamed something else. But he got up, took the dally off, he got on the horse. It was like it never happened. You know, he didn't get mad. You know, he didn't curse. Like it never happened. You know, just got up, dusted off, got on with it. You know, and it quieted people. You know, there were, you know, some loud mouths on that outfit, you know, was making fun of him. But I mean, just seeing that, it just shut everybody up, and everybody thought about it, I think, you know. And after that, we were more calm, you know. Stuff happens, but it's all right, you know. We go on. So I try to do that, you know. I try to remember that. You know, we as people got to live together, and if you're not going to live together, then there's no reason to live. And I love living out here without anybody else, right? Don't get me wrong. But at some point in time, you got to make interactions. I think it's your responsibility to live as humans in a group, in the sense everybody's your brethren. You know, doesn't matter if you're from the United States or the Maldives or whatever. And that relationship we have with humans, the four-legged, the trees, the earth, you know, that's the reason why you should do it. Because, yeah, you can live all by yourself, you know, and have a happy life, but are you really happy? Are you really in peace? I won't speak for them, but I don't think so. I don't think I could be. The reason I do it again and again is I think that's how you get peace, because you keep trying.
We're grateful to Hassan for sharing his story. Before you go, here are two prompts toward deeper listening. First, how do you tend to move through daily transitions? How has that impacted your relationships? And the second is an invitation to think of a relationship that took or is currently taking some time to develop. This could be a classmate, a coworker, a neighbor, an in-law. What is the process teaching you about yourself? Thanks for practicing today. See you next time.